ready for today's No Sweat News. We're running late on it, so let's just jump right in.
Okay.
Volbeat tickets on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz. Dateline Canada for story number one. A snowball fight event at a college in Canada was canceled because there was too much snow outside.
Excuse me?
And
that's called ammunition in that scenario.
Wait, there's a twist at the end of this. The college itself is in Vancouver. And despite what you'd think, since it's Canada,
right.
Vancouver, right up on the Pacific Ocean, it almost never snows in Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
We're talking like literally once a decade. So when it does snow in Vancouver, everything comes to a standstill. People have trouble walking on the sidewalks.
That's crazy.
I'm not kidding. I've been there during a snowstorm in the last decade, actually, and it freaked people out. Anyway, the snowball fight at the college in British Columbia was canceled because of too much snow, and it's been rescheduled for today.
Rescheduled?
Today at 12:30.
Oh, I am going to be there if I can get to Vancouver.
How much snow fell on Vancouver?
How much?
What's it take to paralyze a city?
I'd say like a few feet.
5 inches.
5 inches?
Yes.
The hell?
5 inches of snow paralyzed Vancouver, forcing them to cancel their snowball fight.
That's nothing.
It's not right.
You sure you're not New Jersey?
That's why it's the No Sweat News, my friend.
Canada should be embarrassed of Vancouver.
I'm telling you, I've seen it myself. I couldn't believe it.
When I think of Canada, I think like they can handle like 12 feet of snow.
Yep.
Okay, Vancouver.
Now we're going to go to a Walmart in Florida. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Wow. This is a double doozy.
Brace yourselves. Dateline Florida for story number two. You know, Khalil Mack is a linebacker with the Chicago Bears.
He's excellent, actually. Yep.
Over the Christmas holiday, his charity foundation made an $80,000 donation to a Walmart in his hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida, and he was going to pay away all their layaway accounts.
That's nice. Look at that.
Well, it turned out that the Walmart only had $60,000 in layaways. So the Walmart manager's employees just use the other $20,000 on themselves.
That's not how charity and generosity works.
Mm. Quote, we have determined the store did not handle the transaction in keeping with Walmart's guidelines and have taken corrective action. That's what Walmart says.
Yeah.
But let me just put this out there. Walmart's base salary for employees is below the poverty line.
Mm.
The company has held canned food drives for its own staff at their own stores
because
they don't pay nothing. So
that's crazy.
Maybe some of the layaway items were their own.
Well, couldn't they have asked the guy, just said, hey, we got 20 G's. What do you want to do with it? I bet you the guy would be like, you know what? Spread it amongst yourselves.
And now we answer the question that we've been wondering about for a long time. And I am breaking the death rule on the No Sweat News, but Dave, it's in the name of science.
Okay.
The question is, will your cat eat you when you die?
Oh, my God. First of all.
Well, science answered this last year with your dog, and it turned out your dog will eat you, beginning with your face.
Telling me this.
If you die in your own house. Okay. They will eat you.
I don't like thinking about animals eating my face.
And now, it is true. Your cat will eat you as well. The Colorado Mesa University Forensic Investigation Research Station just released the result of a study that answered this question. If you drop dead, would your cat eat you? And yes, your cat would eat you.
Well, now, ingrate.
They didn't plan on doing this study. The forensic team leaves a bunch of cadavers out, and they watched them to see how they decompose. A couple of cats came by.
Oh, my God. Horror show.
Started eating them.
Thank you for telling us this story at 7:30 in the morning, where most humans are just trying to have a nice, sunny beginning to their day.
So, yes, the answer is your cat would eat you. But in a very feline follow-up to the whole thing,
I feel great.
They found that the cats were indeed picky about who they ate.
What?
Freaking cats, man.
They're picky.
Yeah. There were 40 bodies, 40 cadavers in the decomposition study, and both the cats that happened to wander on the scene time and time again just went back to the same one body over and over.
Oh, my God.
And started with the arms first.
They Why
skipped
are you doing
all the
this?
Others, these damn finicky feline cats.
They're so picky. They ate the person's arms and face off.
Went to the... No, dogs start with the face. Cats start with the arms.
Oh my.
Get it straight, Dave.
Good morning, I suppose.
It's in the name of science.
Holy cow. I usually listen to No Sweat News just for a nice little fun time.
Well, don't...
You know, maybe a guy tried to steal some stuff. He left his driver's license at the scene of the crime. We all laugh. We go, how silly of you.
Yeah, no.
And you're talking about animals eating people here.
Well, it's the opposite of bestiality, really.
Dark. Your brain has become
It's actually
dark.
How it used to be in the good old days when we would just get eaten by tigers and... End up dead
at
19, 20 years old?
I don't like thinking of this. I like pretending animals live like the Jungle Book. We're all friends and we talk to each other.
That's today's No Sweat News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.